This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The discussion around three, maybe four trade candidates. Do the Chiefs even have a trade candidate on this roster? Because we were talking to Dusty before the show yesterday. Like, hey, is there anybody on this roster they could pull off a Tyreek Hill type of trade to get more assets? And we went through and then we came up with like a three names. And we're going to get to that in a second, I promise. But while we were in break, I saw Charles Aminihue, who's a free agent. He was on The Facility, which I guess is one of the newer shows there on FS1. Isn't that the one with like LeSean McCoy?
Yep.
Okay.
It's got McCoy,
Chase Daniel.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Yep. Okay. So that The Facility, they had Charles Aminihue on, not talking about just his future, which is interesting, but Travis Kelce. And yesterday we spent a good chunk of the show playing the audio. You guys heard Travis Kelce very open and honest about how he is clearly considering retiring, but you know, wants to give it some more time and got to figure out if he can be 100% for his teammates, all of that. Well, Charles Aminihue was asked about the potential retirement of Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, this would be like my message to Trav. Big dog, like, we whole organization, we can't go out like that, you know? Like, he's a Hall of Famer from the moment he says I'm done, right? So, but I think Trav has a lot left. I think Trav is an extreme competitor. I think he's somebody that loves the game. And I think in the story career that he's had, going out like that, in my opinion, wouldn't be something that he would do. So I believe that he'll be back. I believe that he'll give it one more go. We have guys coming back on that team, you know, that Rasheed's going to be back. So that's going to help out the offense. And I think it's the whatever holes that the team has, Coach Reed and Brent do a great job of, like, you know, getting on top of it real quick. They're not going to overlook anything that may have been a reason why we didn't come out on top. So it's going to be a retool, refuel, and get back to it. And we have Pat. So you know for a fact that you're going to be in the dance.
That's facts.
So, like, it's like, all right, like, he's not coming back to, maybe we might get to the, like, you know, for a fact, sure. Like, they're going to be in there. And probably for a fact that you're going to be in that championship game.
I found that to be interesting for a couple of reasons. One, the way he was talking, did you hear the same way I did the final 20 seconds? He sounds like someone that thinks he's part of this team next year. I'm not saying he can't be, but like he, remember, his contract is up. This was the final year of his deal. He was on that 2-year deal. He wanted a new deal after last year. He got the ACL injury and they didn't do it, but he was like, hey, I want a deal. Remember, you could tell on social media. He's very outspoken on social media. Like he kind of can tell how he's feeling pretty easily. And Charles Aminihue has been really, really good for this team the last 2 years. There's no doubt about that. And somebody's going to pay him. He's only 28 years old. So I think the Chiefs should be very interested in bringing him back. But right now he's not under contract. So I thought that way he answered that, even almost in his own way, was interesting. He sure sounds like someone, like, you know, we're going to be in it. Like he was talking like he thinks he's a part of the team. Now, maybe that's
definitely
just, maybe that's
like
just, hey, that's how you've been talking for 2 years. So like, it's hard to now talk as if you're not part of the team. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. As far as the Travis Kelce part, I mean, that's kind of what we mentioned just yesterday. Do you want to go out like that or not? He said, quote, "We can't go out like that," is what Aminihou said in regards to Travis Kelce retiring. I think that is probably part of what the decision-making process is. I think you could tell from the audio yesterday, Travis Kelce like is in the middle of like, I don't want to let my teammates down by not playing with them, but I also don't know, can I be there? Like, am I going to be able to be 100% there? And I think that's a little bit of the weighing. Am I willing to take on this different role? I don't think the different role thing is as problematic for Kelce, because I would argue going into this season, he maybe already had an idea the role was going to be a little bit different. They gave an extension to Noah Gray. Rashee Rice was the guy the first four weeks, because he got hurt in week four against the Chargers, where they were starting to make the offense run through him anyway. So I actually don't think he has to be able to tell himself that he's not going to be the dude anymore in the offense. I actually think that was already going to happen this year. It's just ultimately with the injury, he had to be. He ended up having a ridiculous amount of targets this year. There's no way that can happen. I think there's so many different levels to this for Kelce, but hearing Charles Aminihou say that, I think that's one of the things that a lot of people are saying, which is like, is that how you want to go out? That's your last game?
I think that's what he's got to wrestle with, because if you're a teammate, if it's a course, it's like, come on, man. Like, there's no way that you can leave on that sort of a note. And then, you know, he has his own personal feeling about the whole thing where he was open about it. He knows how he felt in the middle of the season. Not to say it's going to get any better, but who's to say it doesn't come back again? Where you're in the middle of the season and you're like, man, this sucks right now. Like, even though we might be winning, even though we might be playing well, I'm just not, it's really difficult for me to be able to get through an entire week of practice, get through the game, and feel ready to go by the time the next game comes around. And I mean, if something happens, and he's got to be relied on again, because again, yeah, Rashee's going to be back, but we don't know how many games he's going to be out for. So Travis is going to be a part of the offense again for at least the first half of the season in a substantial enough capacity, I feel like, because Rashee's not going to be playing because he'll be suspended in all likelihood. So he has to wrestle with those thoughts. I do think, even more after hearing Charles's thoughts and just thinking about it, I think the fact that Jason retired and knowing they went back again, and I wonder if Jason really was like, man, I really do wish I would have come back. I think Jason is going to be the ultimate decider for Travis. Let me talk to my brother.
Well, I mean, Travis will be the ultimate decider.
Well, I know, but in terms of the last person that he's, in my mind, that he would talk to about this and base his opinion off of is his brother. One, because they're already close enough. Two, because he was just in the same sort of scenario where the team that he was on just won again. What was Jason's body feeling? Like, is there any extra that you can do during the offseason to prepare yourself for the season? Is there any extra investment you need to take on your body to make sure that you are able to last through the entire season? All those little things will take a big part in his decision.
The other part of Aminihou got me thinking, just listening to him talk about, basically, and almost like he is on the team still, and maybe that's just, as I said, I'm reading too much into it. I looked at contract projections, like what would it take to even bring back Charles Aminihou, who, as I said, is 28 for next season. Spot track, it doesn't mean they're 100% accurate, but they're one of the best, if not the best, out there in contract projections. Mike Gennetti and his staff, they project $11.8 million annual average for a Charles Aminihou deal. And I don't know if that's off. I don't know if that's right. Is that over 2 years? So a three-year deal, but it's really two? Something like that? Would you be interested in doing that? I just wonder where's the pass rush without Aminihou. You got Karlaftis. Felix still hasn't developed the way they hoped. Chris Jones, of course, is back. Mike Dan is back. There's no Turk Warden unless he comes back on a deal. I think between Aminihou and Turk Warden, one of those guys is probably back. Maybe they also draft somebody. Well, we all agree the resources should start to be devoted more towards the offense again, most notably left tackle, but wide receiver or an explosive running back, for example. Like that's all true. But you also can't have zero pass rush. And Charles Aminihou, who missed the bulk of the season due to the ACL injury, now will have a full, healthy offseason. And he came back, and even though he wasn't 100%, as he said, the film didn't lie. The film didn't look like I wasn't 100%. I would be very interested, of course, at the right price, like most of these things, in bringing Charles Domenihue back, because he's now going to have a full healthy offseason. I still think there's plenty out there and he could be a big help. Imagine Charles Domenihue for a full season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.